Russia shut down all of its casinos last year, but the government left open a small window. You can reopen some casinos, it told the gaming industry, but only in 4 outlying areas. The challenge now? To start from scratch and try building a Russian Las Vegas. NPR's David Green went to the Kaliningrad region to check on the progress.
Is this where the casinos are going to be?
Welcome to Povarovka, Russia. I stopped at a roadside store here recently, just trying to find one of these areas the government set aside for casinos. Cashier Irina Korbanova said I was in the right place. This is the closest village to the proposed gambling development. This woman has her opinion. Keep out the one-armed bandits. That would be slot machines. Gambling, she said, would bring crime and trouble. The flashing neon from casinos used to light up Russia's cities, including Moscow. But the government said the industry was tangled up in big city corruption, so last summer they banished gambling to the hinterlands. On a map, Kaliningrad looks like a piece of Russia that somehow broke off and got lodged between Poland and Lithuania. It's on the Baltic Sea, so there are some picturesque beaches to wander. Maybe Russia's Atlantic City? Hard to imagine casinos here anytime soon. I couldn't even reach the proposed development site. The dirt road was choked by snow, and so my journey ended at Alexei Yutchenko's house. Yutchenko's in construction, and so a casino could mean more work. There are no jobs here, he said. People just sit around with nothing to do. We sure have enough land. They can build anything they want. Certainly won't make things worse. Really, Yutchenko could be the poster child for Vladimir Putin's plans. When the Russian prime minister closed the big city casinos, thousands were thrown out of work. But he said his plan might boost the economy of depressed areas. Well, here's the update. In January, one small casino opened deep in southern Russia, but 2 other casino zones, one in Siberia, another near the North Korean border, have nothing yet. These projects might seem like a risky bet. Of course, it would not be the first time a gambling city sprung up in the middle of nowhere.
You can't imagine Las Vegas in those days.
And I remember looking down Fremont Street. There's only 2 electric light bulbs.
It's the sort of story told in this documentary that drives the dreams of a mother and son back in the Kaliningrad region. Larisa Danilevskaya said, "All that empty land I saw means we can invent anything. Of course, inventing things takes money." And her son, Maxim, gave the reality. He's been trying to attract investors. So far, 1, a South Asian company he didn't identify, has shown real interest. But they backed away when the global recession hit. Maxim is an optimist. He popped in the DVD he's been showing to potential investors. There were images of future casinos, also beach umbrellas, tennis courts, a true family resort. All I need, he said, is a pioneer to build something. And more will follow. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.